Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No one is more locked in.
From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
It's an unbelievable matchup. I love everything around this game. That they hate each other, that they're calling it Burrowhead, that...
Okay, can you explain that one to me? What the hell does that even mean, this Burrowhead thing? I've seen...
What do you mean? You know what it means. It means it's his house.
Oh, the Bengals fans are doing that.
Dude, okay. Bengals players said it. They were mic'd up after the Bills game. They're dudes in the Bengals secondary saying, "We're going to Burrowhead. We're going to Burrowhead."
Yeah, that one went over my head.
Jesus. So Willie Gay on the Chiefs today. What impresses you about the Bengals offense? He said nothing. The Bengals have won three straight. They've obviously won in Arrowhead. They've won huge games there. Chiefs have had fourth quarter leads in all three games. There was the 18-point collapse. There was the Kelsey fumble. There was the game where they had multiple defensive penalties on the last drive. They feel like they've blown all three of these games. They've moved the ball in all three of the games. But Mahomes has the high ankle sprain. To me, man, this is about as good of a pro sport rivalry as we can like reasonably expect to get, given how like free agency works and player movement happens. These teams are awesome. They have the two best quarterbacks in the league. They hate each other. They play all the time. And the team we wouldn't expect to win has won three straight. So they have a ton of confidence and are talking a ton of shit. Well, this game has everything.
But that's why it's not a rivalry yet.
Oh, stop.
It's not.
Except one team has the two-time MVP and a ring.
Okay, great. You got to beat the other team for it to be a rivalry. You know, unless you go by like, it's not like a geographic rivalry like Ohio State, Michigan, or they're two, you know, branches of our U.S. military that are playing each other at the end of the season. Like, don't you have to beat the other team for it to be a rivalry? Didn't the Cowboys and 49ers have to trade championship game wins and losses, Steelers, Raiders in the 70s?
It's about more than just the wins and losses. It's about people are actually debating who's the better quarterback, Burrow or Mahomes.
Okay, well, a quarterback rivalry to me is different from a team rivalry because the quarterbacks don't play against each other. You're just looking at career resume and career accolades and stuff like that. They're 3-0. If the shoe were on the other foot, I think you would just be like, they're not on Kansas City's level. They haven't beaten them yet.
Yeah, of course. But the reason that the other team, it's their fifth straight time hosting an AFC championship game. Mahomes is about to win his second MVP.
Yes, I'm aware of all of these facts,
and he's got a ring.
But it's They don't have a rivalry with the Bengals.
Yeah, but you're saying the shoe was on the other foot. So, yeah, if the Chiefs also had won three straight games, yes, it would be a rivalry in the same way that a rivalry exists between the hammer and the nail.
Yes.
But in this scenario.
This is hammer nail.
It. So you're
picking 3-0.
Who are you picking?
Bengals.
Now, here's the thing. I am too.
Right. So then after this game, you're going to say, well, it's still a rivalry.
I'll still say I would rather have the Chiefs last 5 years than the Bengals last 3 years. Of course. And I would still say that Mahomes is better than Burrow.
Even if Kansas City loses this game, because
does
he get a free pass? I was just going to say, does he get a free pass for the ankle sprain?
Yes.
What if he was 100% healthy and he lost?
Do you want to talk about the games that are actually playing, or do you want to keep doing? What if the Chiefs were 3-0? What if he was 100% healthy? I'm saying on Sunday night when we do this podcast, there's nothing that could happen in this game that would make me say that if I was starting a franchise tomorrow, I would take Joe Burrow over Pat Mahomes. If Pat Mahomes was off the board, I would take Joe Burrow over everybody else. But there is no, dude. 32, let's put everybody in the league. Everybody in the league's a free agent, okay? We're doing a draft. 32 general managers. The number one pick. You don't think it's 32 general managers that all take Pat Mahomes? I think he would be overwhelming. I think he would be 100% unanimous.
I think right now the majority would absolutely say Mahomes. And if he were healthy in this game and he lost another home playoff game to Burrow, I think you'd be crazy to think that it would be 100% uniformity on that. If he lost at home and he was healthy and he was 0-4 against a guy, and one of the reasons why they were 0-4 is because the other guy was better than him and had taken a shit franchise to the Super Bowl in back-to-back years, all 32 say Mahomes? No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If Burrow goes on to win the Super Bowl and in 3 years has taken the Bengals from the worst record in the NFL, the worst team, to Super Bowl champion, you're still saying everybody thinks Mahomes is better. No, they do not.
If he wins the Super Bowl, it will be a little bit more debatable, but he still will have zero MVPs and he still will have not done it for as long.
See, I don't understand. See, the MVP thing is a subjective thing to me. Like when we're splitting hairs on like the best player versus the second best player on a 17 game schedule.
How is it subjective?
Let me ask you this question. Two guys that are borderline Hall of Famers, quarterbacks, Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers. Would you say Ryan is more deserving because he has a Associated Press award on his resume? Because for a single season, writers said he was a better football player, better than anybody in the league.
I would say, that the MVP would be something that would factor in, but for a career arc or anything like that, fine. But Mahomes has 800 more passing yards than Joe Burrow and 6 more passing touchdowns. And one guy has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and the other guy lost Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. I'm aware of that, of all that stuff.
But when you say like it's subjective, no, it isn't. Those are objective. Those are quantitative numbers. And one person is doing
it. Well, I'll put it this way.
Who's got the better supporting cast?
Right now, offensively, it's Burrow, no question about it. But let me tell you something right now, and we can.
And who has a better season statistically?
Mahomes did.
So he did more. So he did more with less.
Well, let me put it this way: there were absolutes. There were seasons. Okay, but there were seasons where Peyton Manning had better stats than Tom Brady, and Brady beat him in the playoffs. And I would say Brady was the better quarterback because of that. That happened a lot in the early 2000s. And so that was always the tiebreaker for me with those two guys. You fell back on the regular season stats and Manning versus Brady back then?
To be honest, I think I'm like the only person who does think that Peyton Manning was better than Tom Brady. I think I might be the
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay, he went to four Super Bowls with four different coaches.
All right, so here's what I would say about last week, and I'm not even including the high ankle sprain. I don't think Mahomes wins. I'm not going to say it, actually. I'm not going to say that. Because the offensive line played way better than I thought. But
Mahomes looked awesome before he got hurt.
What's that?
Mahomes looks great before he got hurt.
No, I was going to say that, well, here's the way I'll make that. Here's the way I'll make my point. I like what Burrow has done with a shit offensive line more than Mahomes. Burrow got sacked 16 times by the Titans and Rams. Mahomes, with that offensive line of the Super Bowl against Tampa, couldn't make any plays.
So oh, my God, dude. Wait a minute. You've seen that highlight video that's going around to remind yourself. If not, we can pause the podcast.
Of him running around and all the rushing yards. And if you added all those yards up of him moving around in that game, I don't know what the fuck about that.
He was making.
He got blown out. He got
and
killed.
All the throws that he was making that were going off guys' arms, off guys' balls, hands, yeah, off guys' uh-huh, helmets, yeah. And the players on Tampa being like, Jesus Christ, this guy's a magician. It was one of the most impressive blowouts of all time.
Do you ever blame Mahomes for anything? Like, was the second half against the Bengals in the AFC Championship game his fault, or was that somebody
else?
Good.
Yeah,
the goal line scenario at the end of the first half, does he get any
Again, you arguing with you is very frustrating because you just move goalposts. It's like whack-a-mole. Like I'm like defeating you on a point, and then you're like, do you ever do it? What about the Cincinnati game? We're talking about that Tampa game.
Anyone listening to this is thinking, you lost me at Peyton Manning is better than Tom Brady. I don't have to say anything else. I've won.
I understand that. Listen, I know I'm on an island with that. I know. Here's the thing. I'm not just a QB wins guy. I try to judge it with who actually controlled the game more and is more skilled at the position. Who's more skilled at the position?
Mahomes or Burrow?
Yeah.
Mahomes.
Yeah. So he's the better quarterback. And he has better stats. And right. He has MVPs. And he has a ring.
So
and he did it with less.
So if 32 general managers had to choose between Dan Marino and Tom Brady, they'd all pick Dan Marino. If 32 GMs were picking between John Elway and Tom Brady, they'd all pick John Elway because he could move better and throw better.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. But I think that they'd largely be wrong. Because I think I don't believe that if you put Brady on the fucking Jets or the Browns or Carolina, that he's winning seven Super Bowls. I don't believe that.
Well, by your logic, my guy was better than him because Ben could do more things than Brady.
I mean, listen, you gotta win. I mean, listen, seven's incredible, man. Brady's amazing. Okay,
I have not picked up on that from this conversation. It took you 32 minutes to get to the point that the guy with seven rings is amazing because apparently wins don't matter to you.
They are a part of the equation, but it is
a very small part of it. And a part of it for you that means a lot less than everybody else.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I factor wins less than the vast majority of people who do our jobs. Yes, I do. But I'm saying I am picking the Bengals because A, Burrow's amazing. They're playing great. Their defense is underrated. And I think Mahomes is seriously hurt. And his superpower
is the
secondary throws, the improvisation, the keeping plays alive, the off-scheduled throws. And, like, if he can't do that, can Andy Reid game plan it up? Sure. It's possible. I think it's going to be a physical game. I kind of like the under in this game, honestly. I think that just, like, by design – the Chiefs are going to try to do like long, sustained, throw the ball quick, get it out fast, like very like quick developing play. So I think there's going to be a lot of like 10 play drives in this game. So that end in field goals. So I do kind of like the under in this spot. I don't know if I can convince you on that as a show bet, but we both like the Bengals. So maybe that's the side if we're going to try
to
find consensus.
Can I now use your conspiracy theory thing and just flip it on you for a second and just ask you if you can give me an answer that would beat or just completely shoot down what I'm about to say. You're saying you don't trust practice reports and injury reports because who's holding them accountable? Who's like making sure that these teams are telling the truth with that stuff, right?
Yeah, Mahomes was not even fucking listed on the injury
report. Okay, so here's a question. Yeah. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're the Chiefs, subterfuge, why wouldn't you come out and say he has a high ankle sprain? Now the Bengals are thinking, like you are, it's a 4 to 6 week injury. No one, barely anybody, is able to play a week after a high ankle sprain. I covered a guy, great dude, great player, Marquise Pouncey, a center, had a high ankle sprain for the Steelers in the AFC Championship game. He couldn't get on the field in the Super Bowl 2 weeks later. And he's one of the most competitive people I've ever been around. Like, you'd say, that's one of those games where you say, you could, you know, give me a Ronnie Lott situation. I'll cut off a finger to play in the Super Bowl. He couldn't play. Same injury. So what's stopping Kansas City from just saying that and getting in Cincinnati's head? And then, yeah, I mean, he obviously had an ankle sprain. He obviously was compromised in that game. But maybe it's a low ankle sprain, Danny. And they're just trying to get Cincinnati to think that the guy's going to be less than 100%. Why not?
What's the advantage to doing that? Like, if they know he's going to play?
That, like, Cincinnati, subconsciously even, like the rest of us, is thinking that they're going to get a Patrick Mahomes who's going to be mostly in the huddle. I mean, in the pocket for the game. That he's not really going to be able to move. So they might even set their game plan up that way.
I think that coaches are largely dumb, but I don't think they're that dumb. I think that in the AFC Championship game with the trip to the Super Bowl on the line and Pat Mahomes is on the other side, and those of us that did watch that Tampa game when he was running for his life and saw that people think that he's Superman. People think that he's a miracle worker. They will say he could cut off his foot and he would still be dangerous and able to win that game.
Okay, but I'm saying, why wouldn't the Chiefs, instead of downplaying the injury publicly, why wouldn't they play it up and make it sound like he's really severely hampered by something? I would.
As long as he's playing, I think that you're prepping for him. I understand the point that you're making. I think that he is, it defies, if it was a low ankle sprain and he's 100%, then I'm going to feel really dumb for picking the Bengals. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's interesting to me because you're taking the doctor's words and we don't even know if they're doctors. We're just
doing this. No, I'm taking my eyes, man. He was not himself in the last game.
Well, yeah, dude, if you've ever suffered a low ankle sprain, when it happens like that, it can be that bad. And 2 days later, you can be completely fine with a low ankle sprain. So, I don't know. I mean,
But you think it's in play that Pat Mahomes is fine and running around. And Schefter just got duped on the report of high ankle sprain.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Yes. I mean, I would not say what's more likely. I think it's more likely that he actually has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not saying it's 0%.
I'm not saying it's 0% either. I'm not saying it's, I mean, dude, none of this is 100% 0%. Like, not, of course. We're guessing at NFL injuries ahead of championship games with world-class Hall of Fame caliber athletes. Like, we are guessing here. Let's say Mahomes is hurt and the secondary stuff is not there. Do you agree with me that the game plan for Andy Reid and the Chiefs is similar to what we saw last week, and it's 15 plus targets for Kelsey? They try to get Pacheco going. McKinnon has to actually show up, and it is a lot of dink and dunk and swing pass and screen and option route and get the ball out quick and snap and throw and misdirection. And it's like an Andy Reid clinic up and down the field. And that's how they try to win the game.
Well, I think it could be, but they've invested a lot of money in their offensive line. So just because he can't move around and make plays outside the pocket with the amount of money they've thrown at guys like Orlando Brown, with Humphrey at center, they should trust that even if Mahomes has to live behind that line, that they should give him enough time to go downfield. I mean, to me, that would almost be too vanilla and too conservative to not do that.
I mean, you know, there Reed are plenty said this week, he said it to Brady on his podcast. He said, you know, the offensive line has to take it as a challenge to protect the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Brady playing in the NFL again next year. That's what whatever offensive line he has is going to have to do for him. I mean, there are plenty of quarterbacks, older quarterbacks that can't move, that got to make plays from the pocket. And it's not like the Chiefs offensive line is going into this game in tatters. It's an above average unit, I think. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, just by Orlando Brown's probably going to get $20 million a year. They might have the best center or second best center in the NFL. So yeah,
Orlando Brown had a rough game last week.
Yes, he did.
So do you, right now it's +1.5 for the Bengals. The total has ballooned to 48 in this game. So it's going up. It will, I would assume, continue to go up as people talk themselves into Mahomes being healthy and all that. I feel like this game could easily go off at 49, 49.5 even. Do we want to, how do we feel? What are we doing as a show? You want to do Eagles -9.5. I can't sign off on it. I'm sorry. What's the player props? We want some props. Want a total? What, want a point spread? What do we want?
What kind of odds would we get if we took Cincinnati at, if we took Cincinnati, what are they at either +6.5 or +7.5 on an alt spread? How bad does that make the odds if you go down that far?
At plus?
Yes.
It's going to make it pretty bad. +6.5, -240, +7.5, -320.
What's +3.5?
-164.
What if you parlayed +3.5 with Burrow to throw a touchdown pass?
To throw just one touchdown pass?
To throw at least one. You get even money on that?
So his over-under for touchdown passes is 1.5. To throw just one, it would take me a minute to figure that out. But I would think, I don't even know where, how can I find this? Passing props. Player passing TDs. I can't find just to have him throw one. I'd have to give you to throw two. Can I give you two?
Well, do you think he'll throw more than one?
That would be +102. That would be even money.
How do you feel about that?
Bengals +3.5, Burrow to throw two or more touchdowns. I don't hate it.
I know touchdowns can get a little sketchy.
Yeah. I just, God, man, we're not going to find agreement here. I like the under. You don't like the under, huh?
I just don't like the volatility of the way that total keeps moving. It just scares me with how up and down it is. The reason why I like +3.5 and pairing that with something is, like, to me, I feel good about that regardless of what Mahomes' ankle situation is. I feel like I'm not going to regret the bet either way. I feel like I'm going to be safe on 3.5 with Cincinnati.
All right, I'll sign off. That's that. Yeah, +102, slightly plus money.
Let's go.
We got a wager. The truth is, I do want the Chiefs to win, but
oh wow, we're what? 19, 20 weeks into this, and that's now your big confession? You want the Chiefs to win?
I'm just saying I want them to win.
You've alluded to that in like every Chiefs.
I know. I don't hide it. I'm just letting you know.
I know, but you said it like it was supposed to be some kind of like.
I'm saying that it's a bummer. Peel back the curtain and
let you into my life. Take.
Yeah, but I like bets and money more. So it's just kind of a bummer that in the game to go to the Super Bowl, I'm gonna have a wager on the other side of the equation. It's a bummer. Hmm. All right, we doing this Sunday night? Yes.
No, we're gonna skip the podcast after the championship game. Zach Gelb is gonna do this by himself, and we'll see if he says anything that Cataldi wants to call him out for.
We appreciate Zach Gelb for being a pinch hitter occasionally. Thank you to Spencer Ray, our fantastic producer.
Spencer can't get enough of us, by the way.
I can't get enough of that Odyssey hoodie that you're wearing.
You want me to have one sent out to you? I can arrange that.
No, I'm good. I'm not interested. First in pod, tell a friend. When you tell a friend, remember to say first in pod because Andrew Filippone goes on radio shows to plug the podcast and doesn't plug the podcast. So please plug the podcast to your friends. We'll talk to you after Championship Sunday. Peace.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.